Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. Today's episode is a snippet from a live training I did inside the Empowered Women's Academy, and I really wanted to share it on the podcast because I feel like it is just such an important lesson. I ask some really powerful questions that we need to be reflecting on, and I really encourage us to set proactive boundaries. So oftentimes we set boundaries only after a boundary has been violated, i.e. there's a negative situation in our life and we realize, oh, that was a boundary for me. I'm not comfortable with that. And then we establish that boundary. And I'm really encouraging us to know what our boundaries are before the situation happens. So maybe even through hypothetical situations, we know what our boundary is. And this is so important, not only at a micro level in regards to your intimate relationships, your work, your family, etc., but also on a macro level in regards to what's happening in the world right now. If we don't set proactive boundaries, we get caught up with the collective and just the overall direction of where everybody else is going. And we really need to just sit and reflect to see if it is in alignment with your values and your highest self. Do not get swept up in fear. Do not get swept up in groupthink. Do not just get swept up in the collective. We need to come back and really think for ourselves, is this in alignment with who I am and my core values and who I want to be in this world? I'm all about being empowered. And the true essence of being empowered is to not be reactive, but proactive. Don't wait until you have unhealthy relationships. Don't wait until you're burned out. Don't wait until your life is so dissatisfying that then all of a sudden you want to be conscious of these boundaries. We want to be conscious of our boundaries all the time. And in fact, I would say we want to set our boundaries up proactively. Decide before. Don't decide on the spot, because on the spot, you're not going to be in your power. Then you have to already be reactive. When someone is asking you to do something that goes against what you want to do, and then you're put on the spot, like, unless you have, you're fully embodied and you can be fully grounded in the moment, you're probably not going to have the best response. It's probably not going to be serving your highest purpose. Whereas if you decide this is what's okay in friendships, this is what's okay in intimate relationships, this is what's not okay, then when that question comes, you can say that powerful and loving yes, or that powerful and loving no, without any mixed energy. And the person takes less offense when you say no, when you come from a fully embodied and loving place, rather than like, oh, I don't know. And like, if your body language is funny and they don't know how to read it, they will make their own assumptions because you're not clear in your energy. So decide what your boundaries are in regards to those important things before the situation comes up. Decide what your hard no's are. Decide what your like yes, yes, yes are, because that's going to help you to be fully grounded in your boundaries around things. But okay, your boundaries expand much more than just your intimate relationships, like with your man or your woman, your family members, your extended family members, and like, let's say your work, right? It extends more than that. And this is, women, we have this beautiful ability to see how everything is interconnected to everything. And what I'm inviting you to do is really step into that energy right now and be like, oh, what are the other areas that I can start creating consciously and proactively some boundaries that are going to help me be in full alignment with my true essence?
boundaries are completely personal. So not, you shouldn't have the same boundaries as anybody. Like, it's so individual for your goals and what you think a healthy relationship is and all of that, right? Like, I might have completely different boundaries as you, and as we should, right? Because we have completely different lifestyles, all of it. But what we want to do is create boundaries that are going to help us be more in our power. What I'm going to invite you to do, and this is like, this is big woman shit, okay? This is no longer like we're just going to stay by the sidelines. We're going to be like seen and not heard. No, like, you guys, I'm pushing you guys to step further and further into your power. And what that means is get really fucking clear on your boundaries around what's happening on planet Earth right now. Okay. Maybe you've got some boundaries, and I wrote a couple down, like just global events in general. Like, what are your boundaries around that? What's your capacity for that? Like, for example, there are children starving in different countries. Like, is that not in your sphere of concern where you need to take action right now? Again, a reminder, there is no right or wrong. Do not ever let anybody shame you about your decision. There's no right or wrong. If there is a right and wrong, that person is not coming from their highest self in dealing with you. There is no right and wrong. So you see the global events and you're like, yes, that I don't agree with that, but there's space between me and that thing. So I'm okay with that. Does that make sense? At what point do certain events become too close and now you're like, there's a boundary there. I'm going to create a boundary. I know I'm talking in vague terms, and that's intentional because I don't want to push my beliefs on you. I want you to, even on a subconscious level, hear my words and then reflect later, even unconsciously, just like planting the seed, or consciously reflect later of like, oh, okay, yeah, this is where I draw the line. Another one is maybe what's happening in terms of like medical freedom and things like that. Like, maybe everything that's happened up until now is like, okay, yep, I might not be super comfortable with that, but it's not a hard no yet, and that's fine. So I'll share a little bit of my perspective without getting into too much detail, right? So in regards to what's happening in the world right now, I am like very for everybody accessing the right medicine that they want to access. Okay, fine. My boundary and my hard no started coming in when they started mandating things, right? Like, I wasn't anti-lockdown. I feel like, okay, we tried lockdown. I don't know how effective it was. I think the data is still kind of like out. Some people think it's effective. Some people don't think it's effective, right? And then we've got, okay, well, now we're going to have, it's going to be mandatory vaccines. Okay, I don't really like that, but I don't know. We'll, okay, like, it's still in a gray area. Okay, now we're going to have the vaccine passports. Okay, that seemed a little extra, but I can get on board, I guess. All right, if it's just going to mean we go back to normal, fine, I can get on board. Then it's going to be the concentration camps, right? And this is what I'm talking about, because I'm going to give you some very specific examples that I think we need to be conscious of, right? All of that is gray area, right? All of that, like, you might have already had, you, like, I might have just said something to you and you had been like, no, like, my hand is going up there. That's a clear boundary for me. That's a hell no. That is a firm no. I'm going to stand in my power, and that's a firm no, right? Great. That's fine. Like, you do you. But there's going to be a lot of people that are like, no, I haven't hit my boundary yet. And so what I want you to, as powerful women of this world, is to keep an ear open, your eyes open, to see what's happening and be like, oh, okay, yep. So like in Australia, for example, 12-year-olds were going to be allowed to book their own vaccines without the consent of parents. And they are being termed as mature minors. But what I'm asking you to do is to see holistically, use that beautiful, powerful third eye and be like, what is really happening here? Okay, so they're calling my child mature minor. Okay, so does that mean that my child at 12 can consent to sex? because she's a mature minor, right? So the other thing is like seeing the relationship between like, okay, now there's a direct relationship between my child and the school, and I'm cut out of that. We're having to, with the new measures, it's like some schools you drop the child off, you don't get to see that child, and that child being at school is consent to that child getting the, do you see how we need to look at the policy, but then we also need to look at the bigger picture? Let's bring this back to relationship if this is getting a bit too like whew, for you right now, right? So it's like if a guy like says he's going to call you back and he doesn't call you back, you can be like, oh, okay, you can make all the excuses for why he didn't call back, or you can look at potentially why he didn't call back. Was he with someone else, right? This is where the woman's intuition comes in, because and this is where we need to stand so powerfully in our divine feminine to recognize, where am I being a freaking psycho, paranoid, and where am I just being fucking intuitive? And only you will know, because only you know what your boundary is. You might be totally fine with vaccine passports because you're like, okay, well, that makes sense, because we want to have the we want to protect the people that are vaccinated. They've got their vaccine, and to not spread it anymore, they should be the ones that are allowed in the restaurants, and the people that chose not to get this vaccine should, right? So wherever your belief is, it's fine. I have no judgment of your belief. What I'm asking you to do, and what nobody wants you to do, or the mass media do not want you to do, is to really check in with yourself and to be like, is that my truth? Is this my truth? And the other thing in regards to the boundaries is knowing who you are. Remember how I said it's rooted in your worth? It's rooted in your worth. And when it comes to boundaries about really complicated and big things, the media will have you think that you're too dumb and stupid to complexities of the world, so we're just going to give you this one because this is the right answer. And if we give you too dummy, you're just going to be confused and you're not going to take action, and that's not what we want you to do, so we're just going to give you this one. And if you ask questions about this, then like you're a lunatic and we need to silence you, and it's for the greater good. Does that make sense? So it's about knowing your worth and feeling into your intuition. And again, there's a big spectrum of maybe you were like the person that was like, no shutting down businesses ever. We just need to go back to normal and duh, right? That was your hard no. Maybe your hard no is vaccinating 6-month-old babies, which is what they're aiming to do in Australia, right? Maybe that's your hard no. Or maybe your hard no is like, no, I, as the parent, I want to decide if my child is, or maybe your hard no is, and I'm not exaggerating with this, maybe your hard no is, no, I don't think we should imprison people who talk about this or who advocate for this. That is where I draw my line. Now, the reason I'm asking you guys to know where your boundary is for a very, very specific reason. Us could never have imagined this would be our world in 2021. We didn't know what our boundaries were going in. So we were like, oh, okay, yeah, it's just the lockdown. Oh, yeah, it's just the vaccine. Oh, yeah, it's just the vaccine passport. Oh, yeah, it's just the microchip. Oh, yeah, it's just the concentration camp. Oh, yeah. Do you see how, because it had been so great, it was just the goalpost kept moving? And I just want you to know right now, today, Where is your firm no? Is it when people, when they say they're going to imprison people who don't have the vaccine, or when they put them in concentration camps and that's the only place they can be? When they get to decide if your child is sick and they get to take your child somewhere, is that your firm no? Because know what it is. It's not right or wrong. Just know what it is. Understand for yourself. That is my fucking hard no. Because here's the scary thing about groupthink. Groupthink is when you are around people who we all agree. We all just like agree, and we're all just like, you know, have the same things in mind. we can rationalize really fucking horrible things. And we've seen this in history. We have seen this in history. I said it before, and I think a couple lives ago, where I said the witch hunt was not because women were, it was because women were the ones speaking out and saying no to war. But if I paint you as a witch, then that gives me justification, and all my fellow people who also are scared of you and you're uncertain and I don't know you and you're scary, that gives me reason to kill you. I'm going to plant something else here because this is coming in strong. Racism used to be like normal, right? It was normal to hate someone because they were black. It was normal to kill them because they were black. It was normal to kill indigenous children, indigenous women, and rape them because they were indigenous. They weren't really people, okay? But then, thank you, God, we rose our consciousness. As humanity, the collective, we raised our consciousness. And then we realized, oh, that I bleed the same as a white woman, as a black woman, as a Chinese woman, right? So we are actually all the same. We are all the same. So to hate you because of your skin color, it all of a sudden became very obvious that this was discriminatory. Now, as we get higher in our consciousness, the challenges and the lessons, they get trickier. So now it's getting really gray, and it's like, yeah, but makes sense. We need to protect people, and those people are selfish because they're not willing to do that. And now it's a lot more. Do you see what I mean? How because our collective has raised, and because we are still moving up into the 5D, where we will one day all realize that we are all one, we are all connected, that I could not hurt someone without hurting myself. Until we get to that highest level, our lessons of our ability to accept and love those that are different are going to get trickier. And here we are. But there's justification on both sides. There's justification for the vaccine and vaccine passports, and there's a justification to say no, right? So depending on your biases, your upbringing, like your fear tolerance, your risk tolerance, all of that, right, is going to feed into your decision about this and how you view the other. So now it's like this person's belief system against this person's belief system. It used to be religion. Are we forgetting? It used to be religion. We used to kill people because they didn't believe the same religion as us. And unfortunately, it still happens in this world. But for the collective, we know that's fucked up. We're like, that's really fucked up. So it had to get a bit more nuanced. It had to get a bit trickier. And the bit trickier is, no, it's not just your belief because you're impacting me. If you get it, if you don't get the vaccine and I do, you can infect me. And like now your decision isn't just about your decision, like the God you pray to. It's now impacting me. Does that make sense? Like I said, it was easy when the person was black and you were white and you're like, of course I can love them. Like, oh, it's silly for us to be racist, but it's also silly what we're doing right now, judging other people for being vaccinated or for being unvaccinated. It's silly to judge them. The work is to choose love in every moment. But your work for this week is know your fucking hard no. Know where your boundary is, like literally say it in your mind. Because until as a collective we say no, this will keep going. Please know that. This will keep going. There is free will. As a collective, we have free will about what happens on this planet. And so it's just enough of us saying, no, I'm not going to do that. Or I think that's wrong. And again, it's not going back on the other side. It's that, let's say your boundary is not putting unvaccinated people into concentration camps or not excluding them fully out of society, because that's where we're going. That's exactly where we're going. So maybe that's your firm boundary, and that's where you say no. And in which case, you're required by your soul to speak up. Because I actually think what's going to save the unvaccinated, is it like, I think the heroes in all of this, not only will be like the people who spoke up first, but the pro-vax that are going to be like, yeah, I totally advocate for the vaccine. We should definitely have it. We should definitely do it. But I don't believe that we should persecute someone else for the decision that they've made to do with their body. I know this was kind of like heavy, but it's so important. And it's been weighing on my mind and on my heart for the last couple of days, where I was like, the reason we're here is because nobody knows where their fucking boundaries are. Nobody knew, because I can guarantee you, if we had had this conversation, like us, other groups, back in 2020, we wouldn't be here. And a lot of people that are making the decisions that they've made wouldn't have made those decisions, because they would have drawn a boundary then. They would have had their boundary. Do you see the slippery slope that we're in? That when next year comes and our camps are ready in Queensland, it's going to be the natural next step. Like, it won't seem that bad. Does that make sense? It will not seem that bad, because we've been on this journey now for a couple of years, and it seems like the natural next step for the greater good. To make sure other people aren't dying. Okay. So know your boundary, and then make that commitment to your soul. Make that commitment to your soul that you will fucking use your voice when that time comes. Anyway, my loves, I know this was heavy. But the world needs you. The world needs you right now. Powerful, loving, conscious women that are so in their power, and trust me, as more women do this type of work, you will be among sisters. You will be among sisters, and you will be linking arms, because trust me, it is the divine feminine that will get us through this.
Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.